KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 56 degrees, and we look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. Police in Creston report a Central Iowa man who was previously arrested twice within the past week for allegedly failing to comply with the state's sex offender registry was arrested again Thursday afternoon. 30-year-old James Jack Clark of Pleasant Hill was taken into custody at around 1 p.m. Thursday on several Union County warrants for burglary in the third degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Clark was also recently charged with theft in the fifth degree. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond and a $300 10% bond. Creston police said also a woman residing in the 400 block of Wyoming Avenue reported Thursday that sometime that same day, someone keyed both sides of her vehicle. The damage was estimated at $1,000. A Northwest Iowa man is under arrest in Lincoln, Nebraska, charged with child enticement using an electronic communication device. Authorities say 63-year-old Dennis Ray Reagan of Mobile responded to an online ad they thought was posted by a 15-year-old girl. The girl was really an undercover investigator in the Nebraska Attorney General's office. Last month, Reagan exchanged 170 emails of the person he thought was a teenager. On the final day of August, he drove to Lincoln, Nebraska to have sex with her, and that's when he was arrested. A judge has suspended the prison sentence of a Sioux City woman serving 10 years for selling synthetic marijuana that caused the death of another teen. The Sioux City Journal reports District Judge Patrick Todd on Wednesday suspended 19-year-old Rose Mao's remaining prison term and placed her on 4 years probation. Mao was sentenced in May after pleading guilty in Woodbury County to involuntary manslaughter and delivery of a controlled substance. She admitted to buying the synthetic marijuana in Nebraska and then selling it to 18-year-old Austin McLeod, who was a senior at West High School in Sioux City. McLeod died in April of 2015 after smoking the drug with three other boys who were also hospitalized, but they recovered. Elsewhere in the news this morning, the percentage of Iowans who are obese has increased. That's according to an annual report released on Thursday. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
Iowa now has the 12th highest adult obesity rate in the nation at 32.1%. That's up from 30.9% last year when Iowa was 16th in the rankings compiled by the Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The report shows adult obesity rates are above 30% in 25 states and are above 20% in all states. Louisiana has the highest adult obesity rate at 36.2%. Colorado has the lowest at 20.2%. I'm Pat Curtis.
Despite recent rains, nearly all the facilities in state parks and recreation areas in Iowa are open for the Labor Day weekend. All 101 camping sites with electrical hookups are claimed already at Rock Creek State Park. That's about 6 miles northwest of Grinnell. The park's lake has 15 miles of shoreline and a beach for swimmers. Boats are allowed on that lake, but there's no-wake rule, which means that a boat is to go no more than 5 miles an hour. Last week, 9 inches of rain fell at Yellow River State Forest near Harper's Ferry. 3 of the 4 camping areas within the park are scheduled to reopen today for the Labor Day weekend camping. There was brief flooding at George Wythe Park near Waterloo last week, but the campground there is open. In central Iowa, the Ledger State Park near Boone is open to campers, but Canyon Drive in the park is closed to vehicle traffic due to high water. Hikers are allowed in the canyon, but they're advised to stay out of the water. And horseback riding trails in 2 state parks and 2 state forests are closed and won't reopen until the trails have dried out and flood repairs are made. Conservation groups are forming a partnership with food and agriculture businesses to push for more sustainable farming and cleaner water in Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. The Midwest Row Crop Collaborative includes diverse members like the Nature Conservancy and Environmental Defense Fund, as well as Pepsi and Walmart. Joe Kohling, director of the sustainability at Cargill, says they plan to raise $4 million over the next 5 years to fund on-farm conservation programs.
In these states, we'll be working to optimize soil health practices and outcomes, reduce nutrient runoff into the rivers and streams of the Mississippi River Basin, maximize water conservation to reduce pressure on the Ogallala Aquifer, and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Other members of the group include the World Wildlife Fund, Monsanto, Kellogg, and General Mills. Kohling says in addition to fundraising, the collaborative will collate conservation research so Farmers can easily review the results. Larry Clemens with the Nature Conservancy says aligning with agriculture across a vast landscape is a way to ensure food production goals are met while maintaining a commitment to land, water, and wildlife resources.
The Nature Conservancy is eager to help the collaborative leverage our expertise to accelerate solutions that match the scale of the challenges we face in this region, such as improving water quality across the Midwest and addressing the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
The collaborative's initial efforts will support the Soil Health Partnership, which is a farmer-led conservation program of the National Corn Growers Association. Leaders of Iowa's largest businesses are growing less optimistic about the state's economy. The Iowa Business Council, or IBC, third quarter economic outlook survey, released Thursday, shows projections for sales, capital spending, and hiring are all down several points from 3 months ago. Elliot Smith is executive director of the IBC.
The third quarter economic outlook survey shows, I think, a little elevation of some anxieties that have been building, I think, amongst business leaders in this state and really the country, just on kind of the tenuous nature of the economy right now.
The Iowa Business Council includes CEOs of the state's largest companies, and each quarter they're surveyed about their projections for sales, capital spending, and employment over the next 6 months. Numbers dropped in all three categories in the latest survey.
It wasn't anything that we're raising red flags on yet. We're still in positive sentiment territory for all of our indicators, so that's good.
The chair of the Iowa Business Council, Mike Wells, says uncertainty in the global economy is making it difficult for Iowa companies to chart strategic plans. Authorities say two students and their school bus driver were taken to a hospital after the bus collided with a truck near Indianola in Warren County. The boys were the only students on the bus when it was struck a little after 4 p.m. Thursday, just west of Indianola. Indianola Community School Superintendent Art Sadoff said both boys were conscious after the crash. It's not certain whether the truck driver was injured. The collision was under investigation. A construction worker was killed when the driver of a speeding vehicle apparently lost control in a work zone near the southeast Iowa city of Bluegrass. The Scott County Sheriff's Office and authorities received reports of a speeding driver. A deputy then saw the vehicle race past on Highway 90, or rather 61. The deputy turned around, but before he could catch up with the vehicle, it entered a work zone. The driver tried to exit the highway, but careened into the construction area and hit the worker before crashing into a ditch. The worker was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital. The driver and child in the vehicle were also taken to a hospital. No names have been released. A Cedar Rapids man has pleaded guilty to one count of enticement with minors in connection with improper contact with three girls. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 20-year-old Tyler Konigsmark, a former school bus attendant, pled guilty Thursday to the enticement charge and acknowledged that he used Snapchat and his mobile phone to request sexually explicit images of girls ages 12, 13, and 14. Konigsmark also admitted he twice had sex with a 12-year-old girl. District Court Judge Leonard Strand will sentence Konigsmark later. He faces at least 10 years in prison. Authorities say a Davenport woman was arrested after she didn't appear in court on a charge that she'd let her child miss too many days of school. Court records say 33-year-old Phelan Klinker posted $100 bail after her arrest on Tuesday. Klinker was charged in February with violating the law about compulsory education. Police say her 14-year-old child had 35 unexcused absences from school and 24 excused absences. Court records show the warrant for Klinker's arrest was issued in June after she missed a hearing on the original charge. Klinker is due back in court on September 30th. And a man convicted of threatening to kill a Northeast Iowa police chief has been given probation and suspended prison sentences. 33-year-old Joshua Sargent was sentenced Wednesday to 2 to 5 years of probation that he will begin at a halfway house. His 2 5-year prison sentences were suspended. Sargent was released on bond in March after being arrested on burglary charges. Prosecutors say moments after his release, Sargent called Fayette Police Chief Richard Pisante and threatened to kill him. Deputies found Sargent a few miles from the jail carrying a knife. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.